This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again, and that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now, no 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower storm as well. With highs around 84, east winds will stay at 5 to 15. Showers and storms are possible tonight with a low at 67. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
The Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling into Hour 2, live from Husker Harvest Days, welcoming everyone to the Diamond Grove Pavilion here on Seed Corn Row with all of the folks, and of course, former Husker Lauren Kaiser, one of the reasons, and Diamond Grove Dave, who, you know, should have been a Husker because he bleeds Husker just like most everybody else does, and they're wearing the red here today. Stop by and see them. They're here over the next days with a lot of great deals, Daddy.
Yeah, they're going to tell you about the new product, Like Riser. It's a new startup fertilizer. Folks, 2 gallons. When you're looking at 234-0, you're 8 to 10 gallons. With this, you only put on 2 to 5 gallons. It reduces the time you have to fill up, and that increases your time in the field. That's what you want with Riser. Talk to them about it today. Great new products out. More than just that, Mikazi Yield Pro is the Dyna-Grow Roundup Ready thing that all crops, it influences. Talk to them about that, along with Locomotive, one of their new, that's like potassium for your soybeans. So talk to them about that. It's all going on. Dyna Grow, hey, you don't know who your dealer is, you're not making it over to Husker Harvest Days, 1-800-652-9298.
You know, like Warren Buffett says, invest in yourself. Invest in Dyna Grow, people. You're gonna be better off for it. Stop by and see us today. Well, we all get a chance from time to time with the Doug and Danny to talk to current and former Husker players, and we are pleased today on the Doug and Daddy Show to catch up with former Husker Chad Kelsey. And Chad, been a while, but welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. What's going on?
Oh, not much, guys. Thanks a lot, and appreciate the chance to be on the show with you guys.
Chad, everybody's so focused in on this first big game of the year. You get rid of Idaho and you get rid of Western Kentucky. People have basically rolled their eyes out when the schedule was announced. Now they go on the road to Washington. It's a chance that you've had, a stadium you've had a chance to play in. Where does it rank as far as stadiums go, as far as the noise level go on the road, as far as stadiums?
You know, it is a loud place to play. It's I believe it's made of steel, and it's very vertical. And so when you get out to that place, the noise rattles around, and it's a fantastic place to play, though, for those, fans had the chance to go out there in 97. It's beautiful. It sits on the lake. Can't ask for a more picturesque type of place to play. And when I look back in 97, that was a game that really kind of got us going in the right direction for that championship season. And so I look at, there's a lot of similarities in the direction that this team this year can take. And, we've got the two preseason games out of the way, and, now it's time to see how we measure up with a team that's a little bit better on a national scale.
Chad Kelsey with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Husker Harvest Days. Chad, we were talking with Lauren Kaiser earlier about playing on the road, and that was his first road game going up to Washington. Talk about playing on a road, especially for the young kids that are probably like a Taylor Martinez and all these guys that will be making their first road start at this venue, and what's so much different? What do you get used to? What do you got to be prepared for?
I think it all comes back to preparation, and when I look back at the time I was at Nebraska, we had a coaching staff that prepared us very well. And, there's no doubt in my mind that Bo and the rest of the staff are going to have these guys ready to play. I know as a team, and I guess specifically on the defensive side of the ball, we love going on the road. There was nothing better than showing up at a hostile environment and just shutting up the fan base. And, that's something we thrived on. And I think, it just, based on preparation and being ready to play and going out and not letting that crowd get to the game and play a big-time role in helping their team out. So, I think preparation is key, and if we go out and just do what we need to do, everything else will probably take care of itself.
Chad, everybody wants to know out there from former Huskers near and far, what's been your first impressions of the young quarterback in Team Magic, and maybe a comment on Cody Green as well?
You know what, I think, he's playing outstanding. Actually, both those young guys, you always like to see us take care of the ball a little bit better than we did last week, and you never want to see some of the penalties that are that can take place that are just more mental type of penalties. But all in all, I think from the first two games of the season, it's exactly what I wanted to see. I mean, the offense, it can come out, it can make big plays. We need that explosiveness. So I think from the offensive side of the ball, I'm ready for a game, I guess, like Washington, because playing in Idaho and Western Kentucky right out of the chute, those are hard to kind of gauge how good your football team is. And so we'll see on Saturday just how far we've come and how we'll measure up with a team that's quite a bit better than those first two games we had this season.
Doug and Danny Shill here on ESPN Radio. We're catching up with former Husker Rush and Chad Kelsey, who was part of an outstanding defense for the Huskers in the mid-90s. This defense, last year's defense, really the first defense, Chad, that's been compared to that in the 95 team and in some of the great defenses that the Huskers have had. What do you see kind of the same as when you played, and what do you see that's drastically different with the way Coach Pelini, Bo, and Carl run the defense now?
I guess when we look at how we played, it was all about flying to the ball. We were pretty solid across the board, but I think, from a team perspective, we played great team defense. You had a front four that worked their butt off to get pressure on the quarterback and fly around the ball. And linebackers and a defensive backfield that did the same thing. And so I think playing as a team is something that's critical. What I love most about this team is that you see them get better every week. And, we're still young in this season, but when you look back at last year, how great we were playing those last couple games of the year. And so, I think after that Western Kentucky game, just talking to other fans, it sounded like there was a bit of concern just the defense didn't come out and play as dominating as what people were expecting. I had no concern, and we're going to get better and better every game. And I think, you just look at the kind of the leaps we took in between the first and second weeks. That defensive backfield, you know, if we can get just a little bit of pressure on the quarterback, those guys can lock down on receivers, and it's just that's a fantastic group they've got back there.
Chad, we got a small town boy in Jared Crick, comes from a similar atmosphere. Auburn, Cozad, you know, people think they're basically the same size of communities. Talk about him and he progresses, maybe getting under the tutelage of Sue and now doing it on his own in Nebraska.
You know what? I grew up in a town very similar to Cozad, and you know, from my perspective, and I know my younger brother Chris, you know, he had the same perspective. That it was an honor. It was a dream come true to have a chance to go play for the Big Red. And you know, from what I've seen and read and got to know about Crick, you know, it's the same perspective. He just goes out and he just flat out plays hard nosed ball, and he flies around and he just tries to play as hard as he can. And what was cool coming from a smaller community is that, you know, it is a big deal to the town. You know, a lot of people know everybody back there, and to go out and to play hard and have a chance to, I guess, give a little bit of notoriety to your hometown, you know, that's something that was always pretty special as well. So it's fun. Crick's having obviously had a fantastic year last year. And now it's a little bit different role where, you know, he's the man, where he wasn't, you know, last year he was a little bit in the shadow of Sue, or Sue got a lot of the attention. Now he's that guy. And so just to come out and be a leader and do what he needs to do to dominate on that front line and kind of play that role that Sue did last year and have some of those younger guys on the D-line step up and play like he did last year.
Doug and Danny Show, another couple minutes here with former Husker Rush and Chad Kelsey joining us here. Chad, one of the folks here at the Dynagrow booth wants to know, speaking of small towns, if it's true that every 1 in 3 carjackings in Auburn is either a Camaro, an IROC, or a T-Bird.
Well, I would ask that you slap Warren Kaiser around a little bit, because I think that's probably coming from him. And no. There's a nice mesh of nice vehicles down there, but yes, you'll see a Camaro or an IROC every now and then if you get back to the big town of Auburn. Yep.
He says you haven't been back home for a while because last time you were there, you drove through town and didn't play any poison.
Oh, you know, ask Lauren. You know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You know, he claims to have better taste than that, but trust me, it's not the case.
Hey, Chad, have you been talking lately with your brother? How's things going with him, and how's he like the direction is going up there?
You know what? They came off a loss this last Sunday. They lost to Miami, which was a divisional game in Buffalo, so that's always tough to kick the season off with a loss. But they've had a pretty significant change in their organization, another new coaching staff. I think, you know, this is his 8th year with Buffalo. I believe in his first 8 years, this is his 5th head coach, if I'm correct there. And so, you know, not having continuity always, you know, presents some challenges, but Chan Gailey's taken that team over now, and from a defensive perspective, they've moved from a 4-3, which Chris played, or they played the first 7 years of his career. This year they changed to a 3-4, and so the transition from defensive end to outside linebacker, I know went really, really well. The feedback from the defensive coordinator and from some of their operations people was that, you know, they really haven't seen a guy in the league make that transition as seamlessly as what he did. So I know they enjoy what he's doing out there. It's, you know, now it's just, I know he would love to have a chance to play in the playoffs here. In his 8 years, they haven't had a chance to get there, and so that's something that I know he'd love to see happen. And you know, he kind of plays the same way that a lot of these guys from Nebraska do. You know, he goes out and he takes care of business and he flies around and he just plays his butt off. And so, you know, you keep doing that and sooner or later good things happen.
Hey, Chad, if you could pass along a message, I just assume if they were underdogs by 3, they wouldn't take safeties late in ball games. That's just for me, though.
Hey, there's a lot of questions I have with what transpires in a lot of Buffalo games. So I just, I am a diehard Bills fan, so I can't throw stones too bad. But, yeah, it would be nice to see a few more wins.
We've been chatting with Chad Kelsey here on the Doug and Danny Show, chatting for the folks out there. We're at Husker Harvest Days, a lot of the farming community out here, of course, over the next 3 days with Lauren and the gang here. Let folks know what you're up to these days.
You know what? I am working for a company, Omaha Truck Center. We are a Freightliner truck dealer. We've got dealer locations in a couple of them in Omaha. Got a center in Lincoln as well as North Fork in Columbus, and we actually just broke ground with a new location in York, Nebraska, and then we've got a couple down in Kansas and one over in Council Bluffs. And so, what we are, we're a Freightliner truck dealer, truck sales, both new and used, and then we do a lot of service and parts work. And so it was actually a career change that I made here just about 2 or 3 months ago. This company was a client of mine at my previous place of employment, and an opportunity presented itself, and it's exciting. There's a lot of fun things going on, and it's just a real exciting opportunity. So we enjoy how some of the changes have transpired over the last few months.
So Chad Kelsey sends a truck to Lauren Kaiser. He loads it with Dyna-Grow. They take the Dyna-Grow up to Hardington, and they give it to Hochstein, and he plants it on his farm, and everything comes full circle. Hey, Kelsa, we'll let you go after this last thought. We're going to talk to Kyle Vandenbosch here in about 10 minutes. Did you get a chance to see any of the game on Sunday with the Lions and your impressions of how his game's progressing and how Mr. Sue started out the year?
You know what? I didn't see the entire game, but I did see bits and pieces of it. And, you know, it's fun to watch guys that you played with. And obviously I didn't play with Sue, but, you know, just as a fan, being able to watch him the last couple of years. But I did play a couple of years with Kyle. You know, the guy is about as hard-nosed as they come. He flies around. He plays his butt off. Incredibly physical guy. And he plays football the way football was meant to be played. And so to see a couple of those guys playing together, you know, it gives you that pride. There for, you know, a while we kind of lost a little bit of pride what the Blackshirts were all about. And so it's nice to see that Coach Pelini and the staff have things headed in the right direction. And talking how Sue's came in and made an impact right away, you know, he gets a lot of attention, and he's getting pressure on the quarterback. And I saw Vandenbosch, I think, had 9 or 10 tackles. And so, you know, these guys are making a big, big impact with what Detroit's doing. And, you know, they've struggled the last few years, but they kind of lost a heartbreaker last Sunday. But I think you're going to see a lot of Detroit this year, and they've got things headed in the right direction.
Chad, appreciate the insight today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time, and I look forward to doing it again real soon. Okay, buddy?
All right, you guys have a great afternoon. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Kelsey, former Husker rush in, now kicking it in Omaha with his new job. We appreciate him joining us here on the show. Kyle Vandenbosch going to join us, former Husker, now with the Detroit Lions, of course, playing so many years as an All-Pro at Tennessee. That's all coming up. We need to take a break. We are at Husker Harvest Days with Dyna-Grow. Come see us on Seed Corn Row back after this.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska volleyball team has moved up to number 4 in the latest AVCA poll. The Huskers are 8-1 on the season. Stanford is ranked number 1 after ending Penn State's 109-match winning streak over the weekend. The Nittany Lions are ranked number 2 with Florida 3rd. Illinois is 5th, followed by Hawaii, Southern California, Texas, Washington, and California. Iowa State is number 11. Nebraska will play Iowa State this Wednesday in Ames. First serve will be at 7. Pre-game show begins at 6:50 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Brooke Delano of Nebraska has been named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week, and teammate Caleb Banworth has been named the Defensive Player of the Week. The two Huskers were honored after Nebraska posted a perfect 3-0 record this weekend at the Emeritus Players Challenge, including wins over then number 20 Dayton and number 3 Illinois. Hastings High beat Adams Central in volleyball action last night at the Patriots Gym. The scores were 25-22, 25-23, 25-20. Max Seeley finished with 11 kills for the Tigers. Sarah Allen had 12 kills for the Patriots. Hastings is now 3-6. Adams Central falls to 1-7. The new high school volleyball ratings are out today in the Lincoln Journal-Star. Papillion La Vista South leads Class A. Grand Island is 5th. Elkhorn is a leader in Class B. Grand Island Northwest is 4th. Grand Island Central Catholic leads the C1 poll. Sandy Creek is 4th. Kearney Catholic is 8th. Minden is 9th. And Wood River is 10th. Lutheran High Northeast is number one in a C2 poll. Sutton is second. Cedar Valley leads Class D1. Exeter Milligan is second. Axtell is fifth. Bruning Davenport Shickley is 10th. And Lawrence Nelson is the top team in Class D2. Loomis is sixth. And the Hastings College football team is ranked number 23 in the latest NAIA college football poll. That's a sports update.
It's the state of the art and the state of the game at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. GPS devices are now on every cart, eliminating the distance guesswork, improving your club selection for the next shot and a better game. With its flat, fair, but challenging, well-manicured golf greens, Indian Head is well above par. Play 9 or 18 holes, and the 19th hole is better, too, with a newly renovated clubhouse. Indian Head Golf Club, where the fun begins. Reserve tee times at 308-381-4653, 308-381-4653.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one there, but I'm talking to Donnie Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live at Dyna-Gro's Pavilion at Husker Harvest Days, day 1 of 3. We're here till 1 today, but don't forget, gang here, red shirts. I don't know, maybe they'll wear different shirts tomorrow because they all are color-coordinated. Look big red here at Dyna-Gro. Daddy, a lot of great deals are here the next 3 days. They want to help you with more profitability on your farm.
Well, advanced innovation is what Dyna-Gro is all about, and we brought up the Mikazi Yield Pro, the missing link in achieving ultimate yield and Roundup Ready crop. Talk to them today, whether it's hot, dry conditions, cooler nighttime temps. Hey, this is for you, Mikazi Yield Pro. Ask them about it. No weather worries. Hey, less drift, quicker, more complete kill. It's their Roundup Ready system for all Roundup Ready crops. Talk to them at Dyna-Gro today.
Stop by and see them. 57-38, hit it out of the ballpark again this year. See what's best for you on your field anywhere throughout Nebraska, Kansas, or if you're coming from a state, they can take care of you as well here at Dyna-Gro. We're just happy to be with you today on the Big Daddy Show. They've got some nice gifts. Stop by and see them. A variety of things to talk to you about. I know there's so much going on out here, but take a minute to talk to the gang at Dyna-Gro. You're going to be glad you did. Kyle VandenBosch is set to join us in just a minute, but it's time for our Big Red Report coming up. Here from Sean Callahan. All that after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
If anxiety or outright fear of dentists has caused you to avoid proper dental care and your smile has fallen into a state of long-term neglect, our team is here to help you. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with Metalark Dental Associates and have served the Tri-City area for 30 years. Sedation dentistry is good news. With sedation dentistry, proven procedures can be performed as you relax in comfort. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com, MeadowlarkDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668. 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
Everyone, on your way back from Husker Harvest Day, stop by Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge for the Big Ear Contest. And we mean corn. Everyone's invited to bring your biggest ear of corn to Sportsman's Thursday, September 16th. Enjoy $2 bottles of Coors or Miller products and all-you-can-eat beer-battered brats off the grill for $3. Door prizes. There's a grand prize for the biggest ear of corn. So don't miss the fun and prizes at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge, sunny downtown Gibbon.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got
got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Online at KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation now brings you Sean Callahan with another Big Red Report.
Party's giving everything you have in practice.
Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one.
Day after day.
He's got the touchdown!
The heart in me.
The Huskers finish a perfect 13-0.
Pumps Husker Red.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory-certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
Get your piece of the extension of the Economic Stimulus Act of 2009. Hi, Doug Detterding from Detterding's in Kearney and Grand Island. Heat your home, save energy dollars, and receive up to a $1,500 tax credit when you purchase a wood-burning pellet or corn stove from Detterding's. With energy costs rising, now is the time to take control of your winter heating bill. Don't wait until it's too late. Reserve your qualifying stove now while maximum savings are available. Visit Detterding's on 22nd and 2nd Avenue in Kearney or just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
It's the quality of life.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. When you go on the road with your football team, you can find out a lot. Nebraska will face that challenge this week when they travel to Seattle to take on Washington. Secondary coach Marvin Sanders said he's looking forward just to see how his guys respond.
You know, it's going to be a great atmosphere, but I think, you know, we talk about our poise, and what we look for as a team is what type of poise we're going to have going into a hostile environment. But, you know, we've been there before, and I think our young men understand that, and they know it's going to be a hostile environment, so we have to go in and just take care of ourselves. And that's kind of always our objective. We don't not necessarily care about the other team, but our goal is to make sure we fix us first.
Head coach Bo Pelini said a big part of stopping the Huskies starts with their quarterback Jake Locker.
No, I mean, I think he's a guy unto himself. I mean, he's very talented. He can run. He can throw. He's a pretty highly rated guy. He's a good football player.
Huskers return to the practice field later today at 3:45. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Husker practice reports are brought to you weekdays, 7:51 and 12:21 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
If you got that helmet off, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Husker Harvest Days 2010 at the Diner Grove Pavilion. Stop by and see us. Smack up Daddy. He's going to get you a T-shirt. Kyle Vandenbosch is set to join us here in just a second. Great deals with all the folks here. We're here till 1. They're here the next 3 days at Dynagro. They are the leader in your fields. And just had a chance to talk to Lauren Kaiser a little while ago, talked to former Husker Chad Kelsey, and now we catch up with a man that is still playing a little bit of professional football and doing it well. We are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the 1997 Des Moines Register High School Male Athlete of the Year, Kyle Vandenbosch. Kyle, what's going on, 93?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Glad to have you back on the show. It's been a while. Of course, the big news, I guess, since we talked to you last, the big transition of moving on from Tennessee and heading up to Detroit. And you all know about the gut-wrenching loss on Sunday and how much better you guys or Detroit look. But, talk about the move. Talk about, I guess, the attitude up there in Detroit after one game so far this season.
Yeah, like you said, man, it was a heartbreaker. You know, obviously, a lot of attention going to the play where Calvin Johnson had the ball, and they ruled it an incompletion. But you know, there's a lot of plays we left out there on the field, and you know, the encouraging thing was we battled and we gave ourselves a chance to win. And I think our attitude, I think the way we fought and stayed in the game and gave ourselves a chance to win, that's going to serve us well down the road. You know, we've got a challenge ahead of us. You know, this team, this organization has struggled the last couple of years, and it's going to take a lot to get it turned around. around, but you know, we've got talent, we've got some good players on this team, and I think we'll be able to get going on the right track. We just, you know, you just need one win to kind of propel you, and then you know, I think we'll take off from there.
Kyle, what was it when you went to visit Detroit that thought, hey, maybe this is a good fit for me? What stood out about them?
You know, Coach Schwartz visited me in free agency, and you know, one of the things he told me was, you know, we still view you as a playmaker and a premier pass rusher, and you know, he said we want you to be that for us, and he said, you know, he was my defensive coordinator in Tennessee, and he said we're going to build this defense starting with the defensive line, and he talked about, you know, we had just traded for Corey Williams from Cleveland, and he had said that we were probably going to be able to get Sue in the draft, and, you know, my best years in the NFL were when I was a part of a dominant defensive line, and we have the people to do that here, and, you know, you can do a lot of good things on defense, and, you know, if you can get in the backfield and make plays, you know, not just on passing plays, but get in the backfield and, you know, get after the running back, and we've done that, and we did that against Chicago. I think we played well on the defensive line, and it's something we can build off of.
Kyle Vandenbosch is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Kyle, did you ever view it as a gamble going to Detroit, a franchise that has struggled for so many years, even after talking to Coach and all the good things that you just told us? Did you ever think that this might be a little bit of a gamble with maybe the last stop of your career?
I wouldn't call it a gamble. I viewed it as a challenge. When I went to Tennessee, I went to Tennessee as a part of a rebuilding process. I was, you know, they had just cut a bunch of really good players because of salary cap reasons. And we struggled the first couple years, but I was a captain there for 4 years, and I was out in front of that thing, and I helped turn it around. And it was something that I took a tremendous amount of pride in, was helping turn it around and being a key part of that. And I can see that we have the pieces in place here and have that opportunity to turn this team around and this organization. I mean, it's been a tough decade really for the Detroit Lions, and you know, Coach Schwartz came to me and said that he wanted me to help turn this team around, and you know, like I said, I can see those things happening, but you know, it's not going to be an easy process, and it's you know, there's going to be some bumps in the road, but you know, I believe we can get it done. Like I said, we have some star power on this team, and we have some big time playmakers, and now it's just building the team around it, and it's going to just be a matter of finishing games, because we gave ourselves an opportunity to win the game last Sunday, and we just didn't finish it, and that's something we've got to learn, and that's something we've got to take care of real quick.
Kyle, everybody wants to know your impressions of the rookie and Ndamukong Suh, and what he brings to this ball club.
Well, you know, he's one of those players that you know, a defensive tackle with his talent, his ability, you know, really he's a complete package, because he's not just an athlete, he's not just a powerful defensive tackle, but he's smart, he loves the game, and you know, he's got everything. And you know, one of the things that has impressed me is how quickly he's adapted and how quickly he's picked it up, and you know, he's already a polished defensive tackle, and he's only going to get better with experience. So it's going to be fun. You know, I'm glad that I'm around him, and I'm glad that, you know, maybe I can help him with a few things here or there. But you know, really, the kid doesn't need much help. He's a special athlete. He's a special player, and I think he's you know, like I said, when you're talking about building a good defense and a defensive line, building around a young player like him could make this defensive line special for years to come.
When you get a rookie like that getting the money he's getting, do you make him take you out for supper a couple times a week?
Yeah, not a couple times a week. He'll take us out a couple times during the season, though. And you know, like I said, one of the things that's impressed me the most about him is not just that he's a good football player, but he's a good person, a good person to be around. So, you know, we developed a pretty good relationship already.
Kyle Vanderbosch is here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Just had a chance to talk with our buddy Lauren. He wants to know how those negotiations are coming to get him back on the team.
I was surprised I came here, and I thought they may have retired his jersey, but somebody had his number, so it'd be nice to get him back. You know, we were pretty good. We were lined up next to each other, but you know, that was a long time ago, and I think I don't know if he's quite in game shape right now.
Kyle, every once in a while, when football season gets going around here, then all the old football videos come up on educational television, or somebody pops a video in. It is kind of funny to watch you guys standing around in the shower before that last game for Tom Osborne, and how baby-faced everybody looks, including your buddy Lauren.
Yeah, he hasn't aged well, that's for sure.
Hey, Kyle Vanderbosch with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, now a member of the Detroit Lions. Impressions on the young kids on the offense, and first, Jabbod Best had a pretty good ball game for you, and then Matt Stafford gets knocked out. Can you tell us anything about how long he's going to be gone, and just kind of your impressions on those two guys?
Yeah, Best, you know, we were actually pretty lucky to get him. We traded up to get him at the end of the first round, and, you know, he had a little bit of an injury history in college, so, you know, he was maybe a top five, top ten talent that dropped to the end of the first round, and, you know, he's done nothing but impress everybody since he came to Detroit. We feel like he's going to be, you know, a big-time weapon for us on offense, not just running the ball, but he catches the ball well out of the backfield and gives us the potential to have explosive plays. You know, we obviously have good receivers, and you mentioned Stafford. You know, he's got a strong arm, but, you know, Best gives us that home run threat out of the backfield. You know, concerning Stafford, I don't know. You know, it's a difficult injury. He obviously has an injury to his shoulder, and it happens to be his throwing shoulder. So, you know, it's always difficult to give a timetable when a quarterback injures his throwing shoulder, because, you know, he's got to be able to get the ball downfield, and that's one of the things that Stafford has. The kid has a cannon, and he can throw it all over the field. So, you know, I don't think you want to rush that back too soon. At the same time, he's a really good player, and in order for us to have success late in the season, we need to have him back, but we need to have him back 100% healthy. So, you know, it sounds like it's going to for sure be a couple weeks, but like I said, it's not something that you can rush with the quarterback.
Kyle, several injuries affecting the first week of the NFL season. Week two going to be like when you guys are chasing around Michael Vick? Are you going to be able to catch him?
Man, I don't know. You know what? He presents a challenge. He came into the game and really gave their offense a spark last week. And, you know, Green Bay was getting a pass rush, and he would just pull it down and run for 15 yards almost every time. So, you know, you have to be conscious of trying to keep him bottled up in the pocket. It sounds like Kevin Cobb is going to be able to go, but we have to be ready for both quarterbacks, because even when Cobb was healthy last week, you know, they rotated some and would bring Vic in maybe every fourth or fifth play at the quarterback position. So we have to have a plan of attack for both quarterbacks, and you know, it's obviously it's different how you approach when the different quarterbacks in the game.
Kyle, we always appreciate getting a chance to catch up with you. We'll let you get back to your day, and we'll make sure and send another truckload of Dynagrow from Lauren out your way. You always have big games after we talk to you, so get it done again on Sunday, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. If I have a big game, I'll be calling you back next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kyle. Kyle Vanderbosch, Detroit, and, of course, member of the Tennessee Titans, before that drafted by Arizona, and, of course, a former outstanding football player for Nebraska and Daddy. He seems to be ready to go and have a great year. As Lauren was telling us earlier, he dropped a few pounds. He's healthy again. And now he's up there in Detroit, where he has to be good because that's who they're looking at to lead this defense.
Yeah, he's doing all right, especially financially. Probably a better retirement plan than either one of us got. But, yeah, it should be something fun to watch this whole year.
Probably still can catch some fish.
Yeah, something they enjoy doing in the offseason. Remember, the offseason is not long enough.
We are here at Husker Harvest Days, Dyna-Gro Seed. We are glad to be here. Come by and see us. Dyna-Gro, the place to be. More growing, more profitability from your field. We're going to tell you more about it in a moment. We remind you that tomorrow we'll be in Hastings at Hastings Keno for our third Husker lunch. Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com will join us from noon to 1, answering your questions, talking about the Huskers' first two games, previewing Washington. That's all tomorrow at Hastings Keno. Stop by and see us. Call them if you want to get a little reservation. It's not required, but that way you can get lunch and everything's good to go. So we'll see you tomorrow at Hastings Keno. But we're here until 1 o'clock at Husker Harvest Day. So far, Kyle Vandenbosch, Chad Kelsey, Warren Kaiser. We heard both of these press conference. We'll talk about what else is going on in the world of sports right after this break.
Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Well, the Hastings College football team is ranked number 23 in the latest NAIA college football poll. The Broncos are 1-1 in the season after dropping a 24-10 decision to Northwestern on Saturday. Sioux Falls is ranked number 1. The Cougars have won 31 games in a row. Lindenwood of Missouri is ranked number 2, followed by Carroll of Montana, St. Xavier of Illinois, and Morningside. Northwestern is in at number 21. Nebraska Wesleyan is the leader after the first round of the men's GPAC golf qualifier at the Ridge in Sioux Center, Iowa. The Prairie Wolves open with a team score of 291. Northwestern is second with a 298, and Dakota Wesleyan is third with a 300. Hastings is fifth with a 304. Patrick Hansel of Nebraska Wesleyan has the individual lead with a 68. Andy Primavera of Hastings is tied for ninth with a 75. Kendall Murphy of Hastings is tied for 18th with a 76. The second of four golf qualifiers will be held at the Lachlan Country Club in Hastings on October 7th. The Tri-City Storm have traded goalie Matt Green to the Youngstown Phantoms in exchange for a conditional draft pick in the 2011 USHL entry draft. Green played the entire preseason game for the Storm last Friday night in the 5-3 loss to the Omaha Lancers. The 8th-ranked Nebraska football team will play their first road game of the season this Saturday as they travel to Seattle, Washington to face the Washington Huskies. Saturday's game will mark the 8th meeting between the two teams and the first since 1998. The all-time series is tied at 3 games apiece with one tie, with Nebraska winning in 1997 and in 1998. Kickoff is set for 2:30. Coverage begins at 9:30 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. After going 3-1 in their own Country Inn & Suites Runza Fall Classic over the weekend, the Nebraska Kearney volleyball team has dropped 5 spots to number 12 in the latest ABCA Division II Top 25 poll. The Lopers are 7-2 in the season and will begin RMAC play this week as they host New Mexico Highlands on Thursday, Colorado State Pueblo on Friday, and Adams State on Saturday. Caitlin Heiserman of Nebraska Kearney has been named this week's RMAC Defensive Player of the Week. Heiserman averaged 6.24 digs per set last week and became the 23rd Loper to reach 1,000 career digs. The Nebraska Kearney football team is ranked number 23 in the latest AFCA poll. The Lopers are 1-1 in the season and will host Mesa State this Saturday. The Nebraska volleyball team has moved up to number 4 in the latest AVCA poll. The Huskers are 8-1 in the season. Stanford is ranked number 1 after ending Penn State's 109-match winning streak over the weekend. The Nittany Lions are ranked number 2, with Florida 3rd, Illinois is 5th, followed by Hawaii, Southern California, Texas, Washington, and California. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
The second you twist the cap off an ice-cold Mountain Dew and stare into the 20-ounce barrel of glowing citrus goodness, you know it's different on the mountain. And not like, "Hi, I'd like to get my sternum pierced." Different. Or, "I'm so different, I shaved my back to look like my uncle." Different. Know when those dewy beads of refreshment tingle your tongue, it's more like tickle match with a harem of angel masseuses. Different. And when the smooth blast of adrenaline hits your belly like a falcon on steroids, you'll know for a fact this stuff is different. And not in a "check out my collection of fingernails" kind of way. Ah, Mountain Dew. It's different on the mountain.
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands?
Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Now at Office Max, when you buy $60 worth of any national brand ink, you'll get 3 reams of paper free.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's worth $13.
So I buy $60 worth of any national brand ink and get 3 reams of paper free?
Yep, and Office Max has the largest retail selection of ink and toner and over 900 stores.
3 free reams of paper? I could print War and Peace.
Maybe then you'd read it.
Office Max. Work with us. Purchase $60 of ink before taxes. Excludes HP Photo Value Packs, ink refill, and Office Max brand ink. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9/18.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12.
Some of the boys around here think it's 5 o'clock. It's a great day. It's just a great time to be out at Husker Harvest Days, the Nugget Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know what, Daddy? Every year we come over here, it does get a little bit better. So maybe things aren't as bad. Maybe it's Merritt. I don't know. Maybe Merritt's doing something good back in the studio. We got a lot going on this week. Not only are we here at Husker Harvest Days in the Dyna Grove Pavilion, and we're here until 1 o'clock. Stop by and see us. They're here all 3 days. Great deals that Daddy's going to tell you about in just a moment. Some of the great hybrids that they have just been knocking out of the ballpark or in this time of the season. Get it right into the end zone for 6 quick ones. So much going on tomorrow, as we told you. Husker Lunch, Hastings Keno. Stop by and see us. Sean Callahan is there at 12 noon. This Saturday, ESPN Superstation and Platte River Radio bring you our four-person scramble in conjunction with Make-A-Wish Foundation. And so have a fun time this week. Okay, all right. Well, news, I didn't know that. He just handed it to me, so that's all I know. Okay, all right. Sorry.
No problem.
Didn't mean to get you upset.
No, I'm not upset at all.
You want me to talk about the fishing tournament?
Well, I was over there talking about you know, this guy about Dyna Grove, and I just lost track.
I know you were over there talking Dyna Grove. I mean, sometimes they confuse. They think you're a Dyna Grove dude.
Well, Riser is where it's at, and I'm talking. They're going to tell you about it. Stop in here. It's all about the startup fertilizer they've got. I'm telling you, excellent crop safety, low salt blend, and seed safe. Increases early season plant vigor and increases root mass. You just got to look at the untreated seed next to the riser, and you're going to buy some for next year. That's no brainer. 1-800-652-1998. Call your local Dyna Grove seed dealer today.
All right. There you go. Hey, we got some high school volleyball going on tonight. I'm going to be just down the road at Northwest as the Class B 4th ranked Vikes take on Kearney High. Scheduled to start around 7:30, maybe about 7:15. And we'll be on the air as soon as the JV gets finished up. So we've got all that coming on. That's tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Silver Lake's going to be at home against Red Cloud. New rankings out today. Not a whole lot of changes there. Daddy, Monday Night Football, we've talked about. The U.S. Open somehow ended up like a 9-hour delay yesterday. Rafi Nadal wins that one. Some other things that are going on in the world of sports. South Dakota State, 6 p.m. I know you're happy.
I'm just glad it's off of other people so they can quit worrying about it. That's all I'm happy about.
Hastings College and UNK both ranked 23rd in their respective football polls this week. The volleyball polls came out yesterday, Daddy. For the first time in a couple of years, there's a new number one. Penn State had their 109-match winning streak snap, so Stanford, who beat them, takes over. Then Penn State, Florida. Nebraska's up to number four. They're at number 11, Iowa State, tomorrow. Our girl, Brooke DeLino, Big 12 Player of the Week.
Hey, cool. Good for her. You know, expect a lot more of those awards from this team this year. 11 Iowa State. Once that girl went down with the injury, hopefully is she back. Hopefully, you know, you're going to see the best that Iowa State can put on the floor. They'll be doing it at a high school, that Iowa State. So it'll be interesting.
Kayla Banworth, the defensive player of the week in the Big 12. UNK's Caitlin Heisman is the RMAC defensive player of the week. The Lopers fell to number 12. But right now, if you're talking volleyball in the state, the story is Wayne State. UNK travels to Wayne State 1 week from tonight, and they have jumped 12 spots to number 7 in the country, receiving 6 first-class votes because they went out and won the prestigious Colorado Premier Challenge, where they beat number 1-ranked Concordia St. Paul, 6th-ranked St. Leo, Florida, and 10th-ranked Southwest Missouri State. And from just down the road, Tally Fredrickson of Grand Island Central Catholic leading the way for Wayne. She is the player of the week in Nebraska Division II. They are unbeaten. look out. They are ranked higher than UNK.
Yeah, I look forward to that. I look forward to our buddy Mike Groves being a little bit busier with that team this year.
Well, look out. Finally, the Storm has made a trade. 20-year-old goalie Matt Green goes to Youngstown for a conditional draft pick. He was in net for that exhibition game against Omaha on Friday.
Well, we'll see what they can make moves. The season gets closer and closer for the Storm.
We've had so many big-time guests on the show today. Why not have another one? Bob Barnes joins us here from Dynagrow. Bob, it's great to be back here at Husker Harvest Days. Thanks for having us. And, boy, the pavilion here has been busy already, and we haven't even got to 1 o'clock yet.
Yeah, it's been a great day so far. Glad to have you guys here, back again here. Looking for great things out of Dynagrow this year. Our seed's looking really good out this year.
Yeah, well, we were talking with the guys, talking with Lauren earlier. I mean, you can go out back. You don't even need a sign. You can tell which one's the best, and then you see it's right behind the Dynagrow plot.
Yeah, it's going to do really well this year. We haven't had that many combines in the field yet, but won't be long. The girls will be hard at it out there.
Yeah, if you're used to seeing tip back ears, you might want to stop down the row here in other places, because you see these ears that you guys have pulled, they are filled to the end and look to be a some of the best around.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of great hybrids out there. 57 B40 is one of them, 57 B38, 57 B07, all great hybrids. We're expecting big things out of those hybrids this year.
We've been talking about all the new products year in and year out. Something new is on the forefront. We've been talking about a couple of those today. Let's let you talk about what's new with Dynagrow.
Well, the Genuity platform of traits this year is new, really, to the industry, and there's a lot of advantages that we get there that we haven't had in the past. And the big thing is a 5% reduced refuge, and that is going to be huge to growers out there. A huge advantage over what some of our competition offers as far as refuge goes. And, that's one of the bigger things with Syngenta and AgriSure. Some of the new technology there is going to be really interesting to see coming forward. And we work with Dow AgriSciences on the Herculex. Smart Specs is out there. Just a lot of new things in the industry. And, we expect a big out of Dynagrow with all the new technology platforms.
Bob, we talk all the time that Dynagrow, what goes on around Wood River, may not be the exact variety you want to plant in the Cozad area. That's why you guys have individual seed dealers in those areas, so they offer that expertise in that area.
Yeah, well, that's one of the unique things about Dynagrow is that we can offer, I think, more localized data and research than what a lot of the other companies do out there. So we've got 70 hybrids in our hybrid catalog. Half of those are probably specific to Nebraska, and we keep dialing down from there, getting closer and closer to platforms, or I should say individual results from localized areas, and we can dial that in a lot closer, I think, than a lot of other companies can for customers.
Bob Barnes of Dynagrow is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Husker Harvest Day. Bob, we've been talking about all the companies that are out there, and you guys have continued to be one of the fastest growing in Nebraska.
Yeah, and really, it boils back to product performance and the people that we have working within this company. And a lot of great people working for Crop Production Services and Dynagrow. And for anybody that's out there and is interested, we're looking for more people and continue to expand. And we want to continue to grow, and so far so good with all that.
Well, we talked about it earlier that maybe the guys that have already been out in the field go, man, well, what this just isn't working for me. I like what I'm hearing about this Dynagrow. What's the best action if they can't make it to Husker Harvest Days? What's the best action to get a hold of their seed rep and find out more about your great products?
Well, we've got retail stores in Nebraska, in Imperial, out at Bridgeport, and then we do wholesale and retail at Kearney. And so if you pull up on the Dynagrow website, you can dial into those phone numbers, get a hold of any rep out of any one of those locations, and we'd be more than happy to talk about seed with anybody out there.
Hey, D-Y-N-A, there's a dash, G-R-O. Lauren Kaiser's spelled that. Just went with it. Just seemed to work with it.
Well, Bob, we appreciate you having us here, and have a great 3 days out of Husker Harvest Days. We'll do it again.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show, and we'll be back with more from Husker Harvest Days, the Dynagrow Pavilion on C-4-0 after this.
Come see Core Blocker Mowers of Minden at this year's Husker Harvest Day, September 14th through the 16th. Core Blocker Mowers will show you how you can experience fast, easy, beautiful mowing. No other mower operates as easily, whether forward or reverse. Zero radius turns and braking are all accomplished with fingertip controls on the steering levers. So stop by the booth at Husker Harvest Day, September 11th through the 16th, and spend more time enjoying your lawn, not mowing it.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
This day in sports, September 14th, 1994, baseball owners responded to a 34-day player strike by canceling the rest of the season, including the World Series. After making the announcement, Commissioner Bud Selig spoke.
One can only hope now that we constructively move forward, solve our problems, and to rebuild not only the damage, but to take this game on to the great heights that it certainly has the potential to have.
And that's what happened this day in sports.
Hey, Nebraska, if you need new tires but have been waiting for the biggest sale of the year, your wait is over. Big O Tires is celebrating our national anniversary with a huge sale on all Big O branded tires. You'll save $100 on all sets of 60,000-mile Bigfoot truck tires and our 80,000-mile premium passenger tires. At Big O, you'll get the best quality and save $100 while you're at it. So don't miss this sale only at Big O Tires. And come check out our new location, now open on South Locust and Stolly Park Road in Grand Island.
Wind it down at Tuesday edition of the Big Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We thank all the fine folks that joined us today. Tomorrow, our Loper Link segment, Bob Jensen, Husker Land, Sean Callahan joins us at the end of the show at our Husker Lunch tomorrow at Hastings Keno. We're looking forward to that. But again, today, I want to thank all the fine reps, Bob Lord, all the great gang here, Dave, who is taking the day off actually being here. I hope he gets to feeling better. But, folks, this is the place to be when you come out to Husker Harvest Day. Stop by and see the great folks in the Dyna Grow Pavilion at Dyna Grow Seeds right here in Seed Corn Row.
Yeah, looking forward to having you stop by. We're going to be here for a little while longer after the show. Stop and see us. We'll get you a T-shirt and get you taken care of.
Daddy, some breaking news here just as the show ends. The New York Jets lost last night, and now they have lost defensive tackle Chris Jenkins for the rest of the year.
He's a huge
after
loss.
A torn ACL. You got to get through these early season injuries. We see it every year. It affects some teams one way or the other. And now the Jets lose a big, big piece of the puzzle here in Jenkins.
Yeah, you saw him get his knee rolled up on or twisted under, and you thought it could be worse than just a ligament injury, really, when he came off the field last night. You knew it didn't look good. So that's too bad to the end of his season. And you know, you look around, Stuart Bradley gets that concussion. 4 minutes of real time later, they've got him back in the game. The players union really having a problem with that. As you look for action to be taken for Nebraska, Stuart Bradley from the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, Kevin Kolb, the quarterback, also went down with a concussion as well in that. So you look for that to be big news coming up in the next 3 or 4 days. Maybe people thinking that Bradley should have been taken to the locker room and not been allowed back on that field.
And, of course, they take on Detroit this week. So Van and Bosch will get to see some of his old Husker boys.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be one of those games that some people think, oh, Philadelphia, their offensive firepower, oh, it's Detroit. Well, it's not the same old Detroit. Remember that. Well, probably looks like Sean Hill's going to be the quarterback of that team. But we'll see. Maybe that defense can stop up and do some good things.
Well, thank goodness, Daddy, the one thing here is that we went the full 2 hours and didn't hear Merritt's Miami Dolphin fight song.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're thankful for that. And,
that takes over for the Notre Dame Real Men of Genius from Irish Camp.
I was disappointed. I thought maybe he'd play some Miami Sound Machine coming back. I know he got into that field yesterday.
Merritt, anything that we needed to hit on, any emails that we didn't get to?
Nope, not really. I just saw that Ryan Grant is going to be out for the Packers, too, for the year with another ACL tear, so it just happened to everybody early this season.
Daddy just grimaced because you have him in basically every fantasy league that you're in. That probably means another Husker, Brandon Jackson, is going to have an opportunity to step up. But, again, you big shots to guys that were supposed to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. People Jets are talking to Packers, only one piece of the puzzle. They don't have 120 guys, they have 53.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, that's a big blow to a team, especially with the offensive firepower. You take away one of those weapons, that gives them the Nebraska boys to step up.
Well, let's wrap things up then, Merritt. Let's finish it up with the close here and say thanks to all the fine folks, as always, here at Husker Harvest Days at the Dyna Grove Pavilion on Seed Corn Row. We appreciate you joining us. We appreciate having a chance to be here and see them. Even though we won't be here all 3 days, we will be here for a few more minutes. Stop by and say hi. They'll be here for the next 2 days as well, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The rain came. If you can't get in the field, get to Husker Harvest Days. We want to thank the man, Kyle Vandenbosch, former Husker Chad Kelsey, Lauren Kaiser, also both leading press conference on the show today. If you missed any of it, go to the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow, our local link, Bob Jeff and Husker Lab Prep Report. And, of course, we're live at Hastings Keno for our Husker Lunch, Sean Callahan, as well.
Look forward to seeing you 22 hours from now, Doug and Daddy, on ESPNSuperstation.com, 1460 in Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.